Ravenna stepped down the stairs into the lesser-used parts of the stone tower. The stairs here were kept as clean and tidy as the rest of the parts of the tower. But she could see moss growing on the walls where the intellecti rarely ventured, and their wings rarely brushed stone. This place was not kept so disused because of reverence at its contents, but out of a sort of primal fear. This was not one of their places of storage for the great tomes, able to be accessed by only the most senior intellecti. This was not one of their round rooms of discussion, where they could debate and argue about history and facts as they pleased. This was a place of death. Ravenna passed a final turn on the stairs. Then she entered into the lowest level attached to the tower. She was perhaps 100 feet below the ground of Shinalea, in a cavernous and labyrinthine space little explored and oft forgotten. The floor was of that selfsame stone that formed the rest of the tower, but the walls and ceiling were of bone. Sylph bone. They were placed in intricate designs, with meaning hidden to all but the intellecti. And even they had forgotten many of the designs over the generations. Or they had lost them on purpose, letting some things lie forever with the dead. The bones of many sylphs had been interred there. They were too numerous to count, but the chambers were vast and twisting, marking out the generations. Somewhere in there were her unborn nephew and her heart father, Tacitus, their bones pressed into the walls. She understood why very few sylphs ever ventured down here, where their wings could not reach the sky. Ironic, given that it would be the final resting place for them all. For the sylphs, she was going to lead to war.
"This is not a good idea,"
Ravenna said to herself. She wrapped her shadow-dark wings closer to her body and thought of all of the sylphs waiting above ground in the aerial city for her. That night, they were with their families or celebrating being alive, preparing for the inevitable bloodshed that was to come in the following morning. Still, they would wait for Ravenna to appear back amongst them, amongst the living, among the warriors. They were waiting for the monster that would guide them from the peaceful people they used to be into the throes of history that perhaps should have been left behind. They were up there, celebrating, waiting, not thinking about what was to come. Ravenna could do nothing but think. The sylphs did not have beings to worship as the humans did. They did not think that there was some divine presence watching over them, intervening in their lives, or looking out for either their welfare or their doom. They believed in facts and history and things that could be measured, things that were known. They had built their entire society on such a philosophy. At that moment, though, Ravenna really wished there was someone she could talk to that was greater than herself, who knew what was coming.
"Tacitus,"
Ravenna said, passing her hands along the murals of bone.
"This is not what you would have wanted for us. You never believed in any of the ancient stories about the Stormbringers or about the horrors that waited for us on the mainland. You never believed I came back compelled by violence to create more violence. Yet, tomorrow, I am going to destroy everything that you believe.